Of the Hive, Chapter 2, Rebirth. A mind nearly devoid of thought drifted through a sea of murky water. Time held no meaning in this empty, watery expanse that had occupied the mind's awareness for as long as it could remember. Every so often, a memory would flitter through its consciousness. Sometimes a face, or a name, or a long-lost place. Whatever meaning they once held had been washed away by time. Except for one. A great formless beast that brought with it great pain. The mind was grateful that particular memory rarely showed itself, yet the featureless void was beginning to shift and change. A concept began to form, a notion that the mind was female, though she didn't know what this meant. The water had always been a soothing orange color. A part of her remembered that water shouldn't be orange, but she found no reason to concern herself with that. Even so, the orange hue was growing more intense with each passing moment. Suddenly, a thousand voices echoed throughout her consciousness. At first, the mind recoiled, frightened by this new experience. It was like an unintelligible murmur, floating just beyond her awareness. She felt the voices calling to her, welcoming her and embracing her. Slowly she relaxed and slid into the background noise, letting it permeate around herself. The mind didn't understand what the voices were saying, but they emanated warmth and safety. She belonged to the voices, and they belonged with her. Slowly, an intelligible thought bubbled up through the chorus of voices.
"Wake up,"
they said. She was confused.
"Wake up."
A jolt lanced through her mind, and the water became a bright, vivid orange.
"Wake up, Twilight Sparkle."
The purple mare's eyes shot open. She was suspended in an orange viscous liquid. Instinctively, she tried to gasp for air, but was already breathing the same orange substance. Part of her was terrified of being encased in a chrysalis. She didn't know how she was to be encased in a chrysalis, but that didn't concern her right now. Instinctively, her mind reached out to the chorus echoing through her subconscious, and found her comfort in their warm embrace. Slowly, her fears were calmed by their soothing presence. A single command rose up through the murmurs, a voice she felt absolutely compelled to obey.
"Break free."
Twilight hesitated, trying to figure out how to do that. A few seconds later, a second command emanated from the voice.
"Do not think. Act."
Compelled to obey, Twilight braced her back legs against one side of the chrysalis and thrust her head forward with all of her might. She heard a loud crack as her horn tore through the outer lining of the hardened wax, sending cracks through the chrysalis. Instinct took over and she pulled her head back down and thrust it up again, smashing through the weakened shell. Instead of taking in a large gulp of air, her first act was to wrench the orange liquid from her lungs. She slumped onto the side of the egg, heaving, until she was able to at last breathe freely. When she had recovered her strength, Twilight's hooves broke down the rest of her chrysalis. She stumbled out of it, still disoriented, and collapsed on top of a growing pool of orange fluid, with her legs splayed outward. A tall gray figure stood several feet away, watching as Twilight freed herself from the egg.
"Well done, Twilight Sparkle."
The purple hatchling turned towards the figure as it walked up to her, an unspoken feeling bubbling up from the chorus in her mind, telling her exactly who this was.
"Do you know who I am?" "You are my queen, Queen Kalista,"
she replied with a hint of reverence. A part of her felt it was wrong to say that, but she didn't know why. The matriarch nodded with a warm smile as she bent down to help Twilight stand, lifting her with her forelegs.
"Very good, my child. Are you feeling well?"
Twilight was captivated by her queen's appearance. She was tall as one of those pearly white faces that kept dancing through her fractured memories. Kadista had gray fur, small holes in her extremities, and possessed a vivid orange mane and tail. Her baby blue eyes had reptilian slits, but they held a mix of compassion, sadness, and hope. The hatchling realized that her queen was waiting for her to speak.
"I am a little tired, but I believe I'm whole. That is perfectly natural and will fade shortly. Do you know what you are?"
Kadista asked with gentle concern. The question caught Twilight off guard, and her first answer died on her lips. She twisted her head around to look at herself. She possessed a familiar lavender coat which had an abundance of sticky orange liquid stubbornly clinging to her fur. Her tail had a deeper shade of purple with a pink and orange stripe in it. Something about the orange color seemed off, but Twilight ignored it. She also had a pair of deep crimson translucent gossamer wings that buzzed lightly upon being regarded. Upon her flank was a six-pointed purple starburst with five smaller orange starbursts surrounding it, and she noticed that it was the same shade of orange that Kadista possessed.
"I am a changeling, my queen,"
she replied, as though it were common sense.
"Good. Your connection with the hive mind is strong enough to grant basic knowledge. That is why you know these things." "Hive mind?"
queried Twilight.
"Is that what you call those voices I hear?"
Kadista turned towards the exit.
"Walk with me, Twilight Sparkle. I will answer any questions that you have, but we must get you cleaned up."
Feeling strong enough to walk, the purple changeling obeyed.
"Yes, my queen."
As the pair started moving, Twilight studied the hatchery that she was in more closely. Aside from the orange egg that she had escaped from, there were 20 more, precisely positioned to maximum space in the medium-sized room. However, all the other eggs were gray, and only half of them concealed an occupant. Cadista could tell her charge was distracted by her surroundings, and elevated her voice just enough to return Twilight's attention back to her.
To answer your question, Twilight.
The young mare's face whipped back to listen to her queen.
The answer is yes. All the changelings under my domain are connected to the hive mind.
Immense pride colored her voice as she spoke.
Our hive mind has been tailored over many generations to grant unity and improve cooperation without suffocating the listener's personality. Seeing how countries outside of ours operate, I have found letting drones have individuality to be greatly beneficial.
Through the intricate web of the hive mind, Cadista sensed Twilight accepting her words as irrefutable fact.
What do you remember before your rebirth, Twilight?
For several seconds, Twilight's mind went blank.
Only flashes. Faces I think I should know, but don't. Places and names that mean nothing to me, but I know they should, and...
She trailed off. The queen could sense her apprehension and adopted a motherly tone.
There is no question you cannot ask, Twilight Sparkle. Tell me what troubles you.
The former unicorn looked up to her queen and took comfort in the feeling of patient compassion drifting off of her.
It's only a shapeless beast, really. A big one. Far bigger than even you, my queen. The only thing I can remember is that it caused me terrible, horrible pain.
Cadista smiled sadly.
She actually remembers a portion of the attack. It is a testament to her mental fortitude that she didn't go insane while inside the chrysalis.
The elder changeling brought them to a nearby shower room.
Have no fear, Twilight. You are safe here.
Twilight relaxed considerably after hearing her queen's reassurances. The hive mind impressed upon her that Cadista was to be implicitly trusted. With no reason to think otherwise, she did. Cadista guided Twilight to a shower, turning it on and scrubbing the orange substance from Twilight's fur with a sponge, grasped in her orange telekinesis. She did so with care that a mother would bestow upon her child. Something felt off about having her queen bathe her, but Twilight was not about to protest. Normally a drone would have cleaned Twilight, but this was a critical period in her integration into the hive, and Cadista needed to make sure it went smoothly. As the conversation lapsed into silence, Twilight contemplated all that she had learned after freeing herself from the egg. She raised her left foreleg to inspect the three small holes that went straight from one end to the other.
Why do these holes feel like they shouldn't be here?
She glanced at Cadista's forelegs while the queen used her telekinesis to cleanse the orange liquid off the purple mare.
My queen has holes in her legs, so it must be normal for a changeling to have holes. Am I a changeling?
She thought with shaky conviction.
Aren't I?
As Cadista shut the water off and cast a drying spell, Twilight managed to get a good look at her back.
I have wings like my queen, and...
She licked her teeth and found two long fangs in the front of her mouth.
And I have fangs, so I am definitely a changeling. But then, why do I feel like I should be something else? Come, Twilight. You must learn what it means to be a changeling.
The phrasing of the request struck a chord in Twilight. A cloudy memory brushed the forefront of her mind, reminding her that somehow she had always wanted to know about this. She didn't know where the memory came from or what it meant, but it gave her a sense of eager anticipation nonetheless.
Gladly, my queen.
Pleased to see such enthusiasm to learn, Cadista led the newborn changeling out into a short, well-guarded hallway that led to the hive proper. Several drones with bladed weapons and armor stood vigil over the hatchery. At worst, Cadista feared confusion and resistance, but the ecstatic look upon Twilight's face let her relax.
She may have come to terms with this when her memories return. Since you have only been reborn today, I want you to explore the major areas of the capital.
A keen expression danced on Twilight's face before it soured a little.
Who will be my guide? Can it be you, please?
Cadista chuckled lightly.
Why not? A queen does not last long without the ability to multitask. I can spread the day at least. Since it'll be me taking you around, why don't I show you one of my favorite places in the city? After that, you can go wherever you wish, within reason. Oh, thank you, my queen.
Twilight's wings buzzed with excitement. Her superior's benevolence assuaged any misgivings that she had about her body for the moment. Cadista stepped up to a bronze, iris-like doorway that had no immediately identifiable handle.
It must be opened by magic only.
She didn't see her queen's horn light up, but after stepping onto a metal plate in front of the door, it quickly opened with a hiss of steam and the grinding of greased cogs, revealing a large city beyond the portal. Twilight was transfixed by how the door had opened up on its own, knowing that it only had something to do with a metal plate. The sudden absence of her queen drove her through the door, only to stop in wonder at the sight of the city. Cadista stood off to the side with a proud smile on her face.
Only her memories are suppressed. I knew Zoestia's protege was an avid scholar, and it seems that has survived her amnesia. Without memories of any other city, our home must be mind-boggling for her.
The hatchery was built low to the ground, so Twilight's field of vision was fairly small. Sunlight filtered down through a massive caldera, huge gray wells rising out of a faint fog, curling up around the city in sharp points. A faint, barely perceptible orange dome covered the ceiling. Homes and factories dotted the landscape as changelings fluttered to and fro on both hooves and wings alike. As Twyla watched hundreds of gray figures going about their business, the hive mind imprinted two words into her mind: brothers and sisters. She felt her queen's presence to her right and turned to face her, but something about that thought seemed off.
I believe I've always had brothers, but was it just one brother?
She kept watching the gray figures flitter about as doubt clouded her thoughts.
I need confirmation.
She turned to the one source of knowledge that she felt she had every reason to accept as truth.
Are they my brothers and sisters?
She waved a hoof at the sky for emphasis, and Kadista nodded sagely.
Yes, Twyla, they are your siblings, and you are their newest sister.
Damn, that's gotta be rough to have all those changes happen and not know a single thing about it. Maybe remembering a couple of things here and there of what happens, but that'd probably just make things even more frustrating. Anywho, let's get on to our memorable donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coldhard, JTinMan, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGuy12, and many more awesome people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.